Now, parents of 826,000 children have been asked to share with the Department of Education their views on the type of primary school they would like their child to attend. It's the largest ever national survey of its kind. The parents and guardians of all children from birth to 12 years of age are being asked what school ethos they would prefer, religious or multi-denominational. Parents are also asked for their preference when it comes to single-sex or mixed educational provision, as well as they would like the language language of instruction to be in Irish or English. A total of 493,000 households are being invited to fill out the online questionnaire, which went live in November and will run until the 16th of December. A separate questionnaire is seeking the views of teachers and members of school boards of management. Verification details such as air codes will be required from parents and guardians who wish to complete the form, while teachers will be given a unique PIN code to access the survey. The Department of Education says the exercise is the first of its kind and scale ever undertaken here, and it's designed to give a comprehensive nationwide picture of the parental preferences. Well, with me on the line to talk about this and the implications of it, I suppose, and why people should get involved to try and help this project, I've got the Catholic Bishop of Kerry, Dr. Ray Brown. We've got Con Moynihan, Director of Schools, Youth and Music with Kerry Education and Training Board, and Mary Brosnan, Principal of Tralee Educate Together National School. Good morning to all of you, and thanks for joining me on this one. Con, if I can start with you on this one. This survey, it's been going for kind of around about a month now, but only around about 2 weeks left, so very important that parents get involved. It only takes minutes to fill in.
Good morning, Jerry, and thanks. Welcome, Bishop and Mary. Absolutely, it only takes a couple of minutes. Parents will need an air code to fill it in. They should have been furnished by the school with that survey, or if not, it's on government.ie/primary school survey. And yes, you're right, it's the first of its kind. I suppose it's responding to a changing Ireland. Your earlier item there noted 5,200 in the INEC in Killarney becoming Irish citizens yesterday and today. And as reflecting the multicultural country we're in, the diversity that Minister Niall Collins was speaking about. So in that context, I suppose, the government is running this survey, and I'd be encouraging everyone to have their say, obviously.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. Bishop Ray Brown, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to all tuned in, and to Mary and Con.
Can I ask you, 88% of primary schools have a Catholic ethos. Catholic patrons have indicated that they are supportive of an educational landscape which reflects the reality of the diverse society that we're now becoming, and plurality of patronage across the country. What's your view on the survey and where the direction, I suppose, of travel for primary education in this country?
Oh, 100%. I welcome the survey. You know, it's great to have this survey, and there's a great incentive for everybody to participate in it, because each person, as they vote, gives their air code, and thus the government can see, you know, in the catchment area of any school, how many voted, which way they voted. So it's a good survey, and I welcome it, and my message to people is to vote, and to vote for what they believe in. If they want to change a patronage, if they'd welcome it, vote. If they're happy with things as they are, or if they have a strong feeling about Catholic faith, vote that way too. But it's for themselves to make their own decision. We want to know how people feel, and this is a great opportunity. And the air code means it's not just a national thing. It can touch the catchment area of every school in the country. So I welcome it.
Yeah. Local to each individual area as to what the views of parents in that area are about what choice they want in that area.
Yes. And so that's, and each school is separate in that sense. Each school has a huge tradition. You know, it's of the community. Many of the children there, their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents went to the same school. You know, so that it's very localised to each area. You know, and there is a desire that patronage overall would reflect the wishes of the people of the country. And that's the point you were making, that with the diversity, with all who, as I say, became citizens, you know, and actually one priest from Kenya of the diocese became a citizen of Ireland yesterday too.
Fantastic. And that's an example of what is happening across our country. Okay, stay with me. We're going to talk a bit more about this. If you have your own view, get in touch with us on the programme. We're going to hear more from Con, from the Bishop of Kerry, Ray Brown, and Mary Brosnan, whose principle is to really educate together. We'll get to that after we take these. Yeah, we're talking with Con Moynan of the Kerry ETV, the Catholic Bishop of Kerry, Dr. Ray Brown, and Mary Brosnan, a principle of to really educate together, about the primary school national survey, which closes on the 16th of December. And Mary Brosnan, if we could come to you, the importance of the survey for Educate Together. The ethos of primary schools at the moment is 88% Catholic, 6.2% denominational, that's other religions, mainly Church of Ireland, and then 5.5% multi-denominational. Do you see that 5.5% growing in the years to come, Mary, or what's your view on the importance of the survey overall?
Yeah, I suppose to echo what Bishop Ray and Con have said, we very much welcome this long-awaited survey, and we encourage any parent of primary or preschool children to do the survey if they haven't already. People can be put off by surveys, but this one is, it's one of the easiest surveys we've ever done. Three very straightforward questions looking for very specific information. And yes, I suppose, of course, we do welcome it. Again, to echo what Con and Bishop Ray have said, it's really in response to our changing society. And yes, I would see multi-denominational education growing in the future. But really, this survey is about parent preference. So that's what it's, you know, it's looking to give wider choice, to expand provision, and this is the first step in doing that.
Yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
I would see a multi-denominational schools growing. But, you know, that's not, you know, we wouldn't be saying get religion out of schools or in any way be, you know, it depends on what parents want. And if they want a religious ethos in their school, absolutely, they have the right to that. If they want a Gael school, you know, the Forest Patrona is there for that. And it's just about expanding choice, really, and meeting the preference of our modern parents and modern society.
Yeah, and that's the purpose of the survey. And we've shared the link for the survey on Radio Kerry and the Facebook post for this morning's Kerry Today. Con, I suppose that's the important thing, to get as many people engaged in this process so the Department of Education and all the different stakeholders know what to do next or what comes next out of those preferences.
Yes, Jerry. I mean, the results of the survey will dictate, the way of travel after that. I suppose from our point of view in Kerry ETB, we have 4 community national schools already, one in Killarney Community National School, Tahilla down South Kerry, Scotland Lana, Long Gaelic down in Banskellig, and Lara Compound, which came across last year. So I suppose from our point of view, we're offering, I suppose, from as public funded, public managed schools, is multi-denominational, including all religions and none. And as Mary quite rightly pointed out there, it's not about excluding religions. The cribs are very much part of our schools as well. It's about including all the other religions also. Like when you go into a lot of national schools, you see different flags, different countries. In our community national schools, there's a board with different religions. So you have Catholic religion as well as every other religion. And sacraments are just done after school in the school building, and we supply the school building for that. So it's about that choice, really. And I suppose the other big difference with us is that I suppose the Board of Management is not the employer, so the ETB would be looking after ICT, finance, purchasing, buildings, etc. So it's just a different model of education is what we offer.
Yeah, certainly is. Now, this is all part of a framework and action plan for delivery of increased choice for parents on education provision at primary level. That's a government initiative that has lots of different focuses on it. And one of these focuses is this survey. Bishop Ray, could I ask you, look, what's your view of the future of Catholic ethos, depending on the survey results, but how it will be maintained in 2025 and beyond, depending on what happens in the survey?
I suppose the great challenge is that things will happen, you know, that there'll be a way forward will emerge, you know. Irrespective, you know, how has the culture changed? You know, They use the word multi-denominational and denominational. They're actually referring purely to the Christian churches, Christian denominations. Multi-faith is the other word where you have, you know, the Muslim faith, which is very strong in Killarney and Tralee and in many places around the county, and you have Hindu and you have the Jewish faith. You know, on Liveline yesterday, the principal of the one Jewish school in Ireland, the Jewish primary school, was on Liveline. So faith is going to be a great challenge beyond Roman Catholic Church. You know, the most intense people practicing faith are probably the local Muslim community and their iman. So coping with all of those and their needs. So I think while people aren't practicing, people seem to have a Catholic spirituality and have something within them that's Catholic. You know, what would they want is the question. You know, there's this, what number then is there that wants a humanist perspective, which is, you know, which is separate from, you know, as in not religious at all. So it's a big challenge ahead to evolve. You know, some of the other faiths, you know, actually like Catholic education because they feel if religion is valued in the school, then, you know, their children will value their own faith at home.
Yeah.
And I think in every school, it's more and more important that people have knowledge of religion in that changing world. When you think of it in terms of multi-faith, which is the big challenge probably facing us with all the international people that are in our country now. So there's a big challenge ahead and it needs to evolve. And ideally, there would be definitely, schools would opt and there'd be better balance between Catholic schools and other denominations, humanist, and schools that link towards other faiths as well.
Yeah, that would be rebalanced indeed. Mary, it's envisaged transfers of patronage from this process will probably commence in September of 2027, depending again on the results. Is Educate Together ready for the changes coming? Ready to grow,
absolutely,
perhaps, maybe, if it goes that way?
Absolutely. Yes. Again, depending on the survey results, the Department of Education will explore the options with any school community that wants a change. And of course, Educate Together, ETB, it could be the Forest Patrona. So depending on the direction that parents want to go in, you know, the various patronages, of course, would be open to discussing that with the school community, ourselves included, Con's organisation and the Gaelscoileanna patron. So then after that, the school community would decide and vote on the change of patronage.
Yeah, indeed.
And
okay.
Of course, we would welcome, I mean, I would be delighted to have a second Educate Together in Kerry, Jerry.
Yeah, indeed, it would help a lot. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. My thanks to the three of you for talking, contributing to that discussion. This is the National Primary School Survey. It closes on December 16th. You'll find the link on Radio Kerry's Facebook page in the Kerry Today post this morning. You can just Google the Primary School Survey. It'll pop up. It literally takes 2 minutes to fill it in. Air code, 3 questions, simple as that. No excuse for not doing it. Try and help the state reorganise itself along those lines. My thanks to the Catholic Bishop of Kerry, Dr. Ray Brown, Con Moynihan, Director of Schools, Youth and Music, Kerry ETB, and Mary Brosnan, Principal of Tralee Educate Together National School, for talking to us about that survey.